This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A whole bunch of people have had a lot of fun playing with Donald Trump's reality TV show.
You weren't referencing us, I'm sure, there when you said people were, media was having fun with Donald Trump, right?
You guys have been supporters, and I really appreciate it. And not necessarily supporters, but at least believers.
Let me clarify what supporters mean.
People have the audacity to ask, are we too close to Donald Trump? The answer is no, we're not. We've actually been hammered by people saying, oh, you're supporting Donald. No, we're not supporting Donald Trump. Somehow we're too close to Donald Trump, and that's just a lie.
It's not like Donald and I have the same worldview. You guys might in some ways.
I've heard advocacy from people before, or support Donald. Said support. It's not support.
And I should just point out, for all the eye rolling that I hear happening, Donald Trump has proved himself to be the most accessible candidate, like it or not. But don't blame us if the other candidates are not as accessible. Before you get all upset, understand that he's accessible, and we keep trying to ask him the tough questions.
Mika!
We would love to
stop reading Twitter!
We've been very tough all along.
Is that something you should put us in?
Well, no, I think
they're now mocking and ridiculing us because we got it right.
I would dare say that I'm the only person who has hung up on Donald Trump on live television.
We're getting a strange microscope as if we are incapable of asking Donald Trump tough questions.
Wait a minute.
Are you kidding me?
And Mika and I certainly understand you're really angry because we called this first.
We called it, and all along we said, not because it's good, not because it's right, not because it's bad. But we saw it coming.
If you don't stand on top of him with your knees on his chest and stab him in the side of the neck until he bleeds out, it's never going to be enough. I've been very clear. I was going to vote for Jeb. But if we even cover Donald Trump, then somehow you were evil and you were this and you were that. Trump Scarborough has a better chance of winning than Crystal Scott Walker. I'm not supporting Donald Trump, but at the same time...
Well, I think I did very well. I mean, Joe Scarborough and everybody's tweeting that Trump won the evening and he did great, so that means something to him.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Shane, that... you know, how this is happening. Well, it's not like Mika and Morning Joe there have, professed some sort of thrill up their leg, right?
Yeah. That's a good point, man.
Yeah,
and it's here's my deal is I don't really understand what the issue is anyways, you know? I mean, so if they do support him, great, right? I mean, what would be wrong with that? I don't really get what the issue is here.
Well, I think people need to understand, Trump is a big personality. Come on, let's face it.
Yep.
He goes in, he commands the room, he takes over the room, there's hardly any oxygen there. And, you know, probably anybody that's tried to go head-to-head with him, whether it's, his candidates or maybe other reporters, you know, because they want to be perceived as not being, you know, the one to hand, softball questions to him, whether it's O'Reilly Kelly. At Fox, and I understand they want some sort of, plausible journalistic credibility.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that, I guess.
But the fact of the matter is that, Trump is a very charming man.
Yep.
He's very wealthy. He's very charming. And, just like with Barack Obama, I mean, you know, if Barack Obama would have even gotten half of the, I think, tough questions that Donald Trump had gotten, you know, maybe we'd have a different story, but, the president, by comparison has been, it's been in a softball league, for two administrations. And I think that's part of the problem that we've had. And, the media has been in a tank for him. Now, all of a sudden, man, these guys, I mean, everybody's shooting themselves. Republicans are shooting themselves in their tent. Media's shooting themselves. I mean, it's comical, but, it's all because of, one Donald Trump, huh? Oh, what fun it is.
Exactly, man.
I'll tell you, it's good fun. But, everybody now, as they take a step back or trying to go, okay, now how do I get alongside? Because, this guy looks like the numbers are in, and he could be the presidential candidate for the GOP. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more. Stay with us right here.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to open up the phone lines because it is that time. To do that sort of thing, if you want to chime in and get involved in the conversation, we say, hey, welcome aboard. We'd love to have you on, you know, because it is important if we're going to get this country back on track that you participate. It's all hands on deck. You know, I don't claim that anyone has a command of the opinion or the perspective. It's about we the people, a government of or and by we the people. And that means we all have to participate in it. Have the conversation. You know, thank goodness we're starting to get on the other side of this political correctness. I still, you know, say we're going to be challenged by it. That's okay. You know, people are going to be offended. But again, it's where your heart is coming from. And that's where you need to check yourself. If you're just being mean-spirited, I mean, you know, there's just no room for that. It's not political correctness. You're just being mean-spirited. But if your heart is, and that's what I caution you on, if it's one to be a construct, to add to the proposition, not take away, hey, we'll be okay. We'll get through those rough edges because, you know, as we talked about with one of our guests, I believe it was yesterday, you know, what's so key about these pillars of success, one of the things that he talked about was relationships. Relationships are absolutely key. Not any one person has all the goods. You know, it's a situation where, you know, we all have to participate and pitch our hat into the ring and see what we can do. Shane, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead, tell me who. Oh, caller Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I want to remind everybody the phone lines are open, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Bill, what do you say?
Oh, Bill, hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, man, I could not believe it. Who is it that said that Kasich is the person to stand tough with Hillary and win? I mean, that's science fiction, man. I just can't believe that they would come up with that. I mean, they must think we're just such idiots.
Well, I think you get into a situation, Bill, where people want to see things through, you know, through their heart, not through their eyes. I mean, Kasich is a formidable politician. I mean, he's got a great track record. I mean, and to his credit, and he's right. The only guy on the stage that's ever balanced the budget. You got to give him his credit. You got to look at what he's done in the state of Ohio. I don't think in the long term, I agree with you. I don't think he is the guy. I don't think our country is right there. I mean, like anything, you have to use the right tool for the right job. And right now, even with Kasich's background, whether Rubio or Cruz, I think the country is looking for something else, and that tool right now seems to be in the hands of one Donald Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, can you imagine anybody else going up against Hillary Clinton, this cunning, sagacious, member of a political team with Bill Clinton, that will just has the media eating out of their hands. Mm-hmm. And you have to get somebody who's formidable to bring out. You have to have a guy who's with that star power like Reagan to bring people out of the woodwork and to broaden the tent in the most positive way possible. And hey, look, if you're an evangelical or a Catholic Christian worried about Donald Trump, just pray for him and just stop the nonsense. Because this guy is the only one who can save our country. Okay, he may not be perfect, but so what? Name me one president that was perfect.
Right.
Okay? There's been none. And so, they're serving up so much Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. And I mean, aren't we sick of this? I mean, how many decades have we been drinking this Kool-Aid about where we need someone like John McCain or Mitt Romney or Bob Dole to win the White House? It's BS. It doesn't work, man.
Well, the thing is, I think in every case, though, Bill, in all fairness, whether it was John McCain or Mitt Romney, I think there were qualities there that the people saw and that had validity, but unfortunately, those got lost in translation. When Mitt Romney, with one of his dear friends and insiders who worked with him at Bain Capital, told me, he said, Bill, the problem ultimately with Mitt Romney was he had 10 counselors, 10 consultants.
Yeah, what,
10 consultants? Are you kidding me? I mean, this guy's a businessman. Yeah. He knows better than that. But, you know, this is the problem. This is what politics does to you. It does goofy things. I mean, when Mitt Romney, for example, had Barack Obama on the ropes, he let him live another day, and he paid a big price.
He should have killed him.
Absolutely.
He should have gone in like a shark and eaten him alive, but he didn't have the killer instinct. See, they want a Republican. I mean, the establishment does. The establishment wants a Republican who does not have the killer instinct.
Right. Well, they want somebody they can control, Bill. That's the deal. And that's what we, the people, are seeing, and that's why we're, the people are lining up against Trump because we say, look, he's not necessarily the most charming guy, although he's very charming. He did give us a little tone down last night in the debate, which I think was wonderful. And it reflected the whole conversation. And I think for the first time, outside of the town hall meetings, which I think are wonderful and a great introduction to the process, the people were able to see the four men standing, be able to have a civil tone and deal with some substance.
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, the guy, I think he's going to get his act together. And like Coach Collins was saying, he didn't need to know he didn't have to be an electrician to know and to get Trump Tower.
I know, that was a great point. That's an excellent point.
Yeah, man, he's fucking good people, you know, that's the thing. And he's got guts, he's got common sense. I mean, we have been you're in a plane going across the Atlantic. Imagine if you go into the cabin, you peer inside, and there's nobody at the controls. That's like our country, man. You know?
Right.
Or maybe it's like the case of that poor plane in France that had the guy lock himself in, the pilot, who went nuts and flew the plane into a mountain. I mean, maybe actually there was somebody in the cabin. Maybe I'm mistaken. But it's more like that scenario. We've got Obama flying our plane into the side of a cliff. So
well,
he's doing a good job.
You know, and this is what's happening. I mean, the empirical evidence is so solid, Bill, that people have had it with it. It can't be business as usual. We spent a lot of money. We're $19 trillion in debt and counting. Nothing is stopping this. And whether, it's McConnell or Ryan or whoever, I can tell you the Republicans, they've got a lot of apologies to make. And in a way, Trump can help them. And that's what you have to look at is what's going to happen down line from Trump. If Trump wins the White House and loses the Senate, then we got a battle. And with the things that are coming up, with the nomination of a Supreme Court justice, Obamacare, immigration, tax reform, these things are going to be cumbersome. So if there's real change that is going to occur and the Republicans have a shot at it, they need to rally around what appears to be at this point the inevitable nominee for the GOP and find a way to embrace and to come alongside, one Donald Trump to give it a fair shot to see, if change that we can believe in really can happen. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Cruz is not going to make people come out of the woodwork. And you need somebody who can absolutely make everybody go ape to come out and vote. And that's Trump.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, the numbers are right there, aren't they? I mean, to the point that the Democrats are looking at the numbers they're losing that are going over to the Trump side and they're going, hey, what is going on? And no matter what, Debbie Wasserman Schultz just can't deny it enough. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you, Bill, for chiming in. Phone lines are open right now. It's 14 after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening. Especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Martinez live.
Tell me just what you want me to be. One chance
Santana there, guys. He just, great music, huh?
I love Santana.
Setting a nice tone. Let's talk about tone, because that was the theme last night.
It sure was.
On the debate, huh, Shane? They kind of toned down, and we got a chance to really hear what they had to say. In some cases, I you know, some would say, well, it's a fait accompli. The numbers definitely, you know, they're definitely in Trump's favor.
Yep.
Regardless, if Rubio is to win Florida and Kasich is to win Ohio, it's like, okay, maybe for Rubio it holds some credibility and doesn't put him in the place of other politicians in the past who have lost their home states and just kind of, you know, just kind of went off into the sunset. So, but he's still young, and I think there's still a lot of credibility there and future for him, Marco Rubio. And John Kasich as well. I mean, a great governor. His legacy is still being written with lots of praise, you know.
Well, you know, we heard Trump, I think it was a couple days ago, say that Marco Rubio would maybe make a great vice presidential candidate. And of course, you know, Rubio, as you'd expect, came out and said, "Well, I'm not looking at this to win a vice presidential race. Yeah, you know, I'm looking to be president." And that's what you'd expect him to say. But at the same time, you know, is Donald Trump, is he kind of picking his cabinet at this point? I mean, we saw Ben Carson now come out and endorse him. You know, he announced that at the time of the debate yesterday, and as you guys talked about earlier today, that has turned out to be the case. Mm-hmm. You know, is Trump kind of, is he picking his cabinet at this point? You know, Carson.
Of course he is.
You know, yeah, yep.
Of
yep,
course he is.
Yep.
I mean, any leader is going to have a list, and short, long, whatever, is going to go, hey, look at and look at the people that have come out. I mean, you had 17 people, 18 people, you know, vying for this position, and there were quality people on that stage. You know, you think of the Carly Fiorinas on and on, you know, and you go, I mean, there's some quality people there. And when it comes to vice president, whether it's, you know, Marco Rubio or maybe even if there's a way, because you remember at one time, Cruz and Trump were you know, closer than they are now. I mean, it's a battle. It's it's competition and that sort of thing, and honest in that. So is there a time for, you know, for Donald Trump to, you know, take a look at Ted Cruz? I got to figure Ted Cruz is somewhere in the in the mix as well.
If that's
the case, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Trump, I'm talking about, made the comment too. You know, he just said that he praised Carson for, quote, having a great handle on it, and declared that, quote, I'm going to have been very much involved with education. So
he should be.
Yeah, he absolutely should be. Yeah.
And again, like we talked about in the last segment, or we remember with Coach, you know, Donald Trump and the rest, I mean, because Donald Trump's always so quick to take credit to talk about immigration or whatever.
Sure.
I'm not willing to give him full credit in that, because those conversations have been had along the way. He's got a big megaphone and that sort of thing, but I don't give him full credit for that, as he'd like to take and his ego would like to hold on to. But, you know, that's okay. Hey, it's there. We're starting to talk about that. That's awesome. But clearly, Ben Carson, when it came to political correctness, when he challenged the president at the prayer breakfast, I give full force and credit to one Ben Carson. Even though our show, others have talked about political correctness, how hampering this was, we needed somebody on a national level with a big megaphone, and Dr. Ben Carson contributed largely to knocking down the walls of political correctness, I believe, in our country.
Yeah, for sure. What about Trump kind of doubled down on his comments on Islam last night, and that's been the one thing that's been kind of getting a lot of negative press today. What do you think about that whole thing? I think the quote was, he said again, Islam hates us. Did you mean all 1.6 billion Muslims? Tapper asked him, and Trump responded, I mean a lot of them. What do you think about that whole thing there?
Well, Islam came out and said they hate us.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, it's hard to.
And, well, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to accommodate there? Are there some peace-loving Muslims? Certainly there are. But you know what happens is those peace-loving Muslims got to stand up and say, we reject that. we reject that kind of idiocy that's going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
But they're all afraid because they don't want ISIS to all of a sudden come in and attack them. So they just soon, you know, kind of like, you know, what is that saying about being in a room of alligators and hoping you're going to be the last one to be eaten?
Right, exactly.
You know, they're alligators and they eat people. And, you know, unless you take a stand. I mean, again, historically, you go back and look at Germany. What happened? It was 10% of the people that were Nazis. The tail shook the dog. 10% told 90% what was going on. And the thing that was is just so sad when you think about it. They were showing footage. You know, a friend of mine on his website was showing this footage of you know, of people in Germany that the government made them go into these concentration camps and to see for themselves firsthand. I mean, this is after the fact. We're not talking, but to see after the fact what went on. And what they must have witnessed, what they smelled, and that sort of thing. It was most incredible. They show the people walking into the facilities, and they're all happy. It's like a, you know, a Sunday go to meet and walk, you know, a stroll type of deal, and they're joking and whatever. And then it shows them coming out of the buildings, and they were all devastated, all in tears.
Yeah, wow.
Couldn't believe it. I'm not just talking women. I mean, there were men, everything, because they realized what had happened in their very own country. I mean, to the point where, you know, Shane, you know, even churches, you know, the pastors would tell, I mean, this is all anecdotal information that churches, pastors of churches there that were along the railways where the Jews were crying out, and they were creating such a clamor because of the fear that they must have, you know, been enduring as they were being, in, you know, put in cattle cars all crammed in and taken to these concentration camps, and they're crying for their dear lives. And the pastors of churches, disgustingly, said, we don't want to hear that, so just sing louder.
Oh, man. Wow.
You know,
wow.
And so here we are in America today, and we're watching the we want to talk about and negotiate what genocide is. You know, whether it's Christians or Muslims or whatever, genocide's genocide. Okay, are we debating this issue?
Right.
You know, but we can't offend anybody. We can't do this sort of stuff. And we have an administration that is Muslim centric. And whether or not you want to say this president is in fact a Muslim, he says he's a Christian, it doesn't matter to me. I look at his decisions, I look at his policies and what he does, what he fails to do on behalf of Christians, and what he does for Muslims, how his own administration is impacted by a Muslim influence. But we all want to be in denial about it. This is why I'm saying, in much the same way that what happened in post-Hitler Germany, is America is going to endure the post-Barack Obama administration era. Mm-hmm. And I believe the shroud is going to be pulled back, and we're going to see the truth of the matter, and we're going to realize, hey, look, you know what? We were asleep at the wheel, and we've seen the enemy, and the enemy be us. It's because of our apathy, and, you know, the very thing that Ronald Reagan warned us. He said, we're one generation away from the loss of our freedom. And unless you really understand what that means and just how precarious it is, and I believe that's one of the driving forces right now behind Trump, is much of America, flyover America, people that have been inconsequential, have this sense, this dire sense that we're losing our country, our republic, everything that our founding fathers gave us. You know, Shane, they're just fearful that, you know, the kind of America that we're going to pass on to our children and our grandkids, I mean, you know, they have every right to come and maybe even spit in our face and say, how dare you? How dare you allow this incredible country and this incredible, you know, a miraculous experiment to be treated the way in which you treated it? You know, we're going to have some reconciling to do. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's what it comes down to in America, isn't it? You know, what you speak, you know, the words that we carry, you know, out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. And so what's in your heart? Is it life? Is it those things that promote and encourage one another? I mean, this is what this all comes down to. I mean, you know, whether we're talking about genocide, and of course, it's so easy to get to lose track of all these things. And I understand. I mean, I do this for a living, and it grieves me that I have to go through the news, and you know, I enjoy it. I mean, I have to. I mean, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy, you know, bringing this to your remembrance, all this information that's happening around, not only in our country domestically, but around the world, whether it has to do with genocide. But at the very heart of all these issues is the issue of life. Are we going to be a respecter of life or not? And, you know, whether it's, you know, genocide, the things that are happening with the Yazidis, what are happening with other Muslims who are being attacked, you know, some of the biggest revivals, spiritual revivals that are happening around the world today are in Muslim communities where there's so much oppression. And you would think, oh, wow, you know, how, why? I mean, these are reports that we get every day from, you know, missionary friends and people that are there. You know, you talk about being behind an iron curtain. I mean, this is unbelievable what they do, to what lengths that they go through in order to bring the truth of the gospel to Muslims who are, you know, in the face of converting. What happens to them? I mean, they lose their families. Every access to any kind of ability to earn a living, that sort of thing. I mean, they're cast out. They're threatened with their lives. Some beyond that, they're absolutely, their heads are removed because they decided to convert. This is the kind of persecution that's going on. And so it's no wonder that even here in this country that the persecution runs deep. In fact, when we were in Nashville not that long ago, certainly not about life and death, and they'd be the first ones to tell you it's not. But it is death in sense of a dream and a vision. You know, we spoke with Melissa and Aaron Klein, and you may have heard that interview a couple of weeks ago. Here is a woman who had a dream and a vision to have a bakery and bake cakes, and because she felt in her heart that she could not, bake a cake for a gay couple, it violated her Christian conscience. All of a sudden, that became a big problem. A humongous problem. This is a small business, and now they're faced with legal fees, $147,000.
Ridiculous.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Shane, people came alongside and they donated money to help her and Aaron overcome this, and it's going to be okay. But more than anything else, and I asked her. I'm looking in her eyes, and I'm going, "Are you okay? That your dream has been squashed." You could just see the pain in her heart of somebody who wants to be an entrepreneur, who wants to contribute and just, exercise her God-given talent. And, right now somebody has thwarted it. She's the one that's being, persecuted and taking the bullet for the rest of the, the rest of the faith, in a lot of ways. And, you just wanted to hug her and just say, hang in there. It's going to be okay.
Well, that sort of thing really bugs me because, you hear from the left so often, separation of church and state. Well, where is it there then? Where is her religious freedom there then?
Right.
If you want to talk about, the separation of church and state, the separation wasn't put in place to protect, the state from the church. It was put in place to protect the church from the state.
Exactly.
And, Where is that protection in that case? It boggles my mind, Bill.
Well, and our founding fathers understood that. Excuse me. And this is why they didn't pronounce it within the Constitution. It was the idea. It was a further discussion.
Right.
It wasn't part of the Bill of Rights, not part of our Constitution. But it's interesting how they how the left chooses to hold on to it, and it all points to what we talked about yesterday. It's all about taking God away from, the public discourse. Let's take God out of the picture, because if God's not involved, then I'm not responsible for any kind of moral behavior. The Ten Commandments are out.
Right.
I can do as I darn well please, and here we are. Our country is upside down right now. We are rudderless out here, going around in circles. It's costing us an enormous amount of money. It's already cost us an entire generation labor force in the murdering of some, near 60 million babies in this country. That's genocide here in this country. We don't want to talk about that.
Yep, that's
And the thing is that absolutely astounds me more than anything else is 40% of those babies that have been murdered in the womb of American women today were black.
Yep, African-American children.
Where's Jesse Jackson?
Right.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, where's he at?
Right.
Where's Reverend Al Sharpton?
Right.
Where is the moral compass of the black community? It is missing in action. It's MIA. And Hispanics the same way. 25%. We've all bowed to the altar of convenience. Look, this is a national sin. And then we wonder why, we don't want to respect life on one end. And you and I were talking about this yesterday, we will declare somebody's dead when there's
with
no
heartbeat. Yeah. Right.
But we want to ignore the fact that a heartbeat of a human being starts, 17, 18 days.
Yep.
How is that
not life then, right? Yeah.
Right.
If it signifies the end of life, how does that not signify the beginning of life?
Exactly. Well, but we can't have that discussion, because if we do that, then, you can't have Planned Parenthood, you can't have all these abortion mills, you can't sell baby parts, you can't, make a mistake and hook up with the wrong guy and be irresponsible with your relationships. And be able to write it off without a conscience. And the thing is about it is that short term, you can lie to yourself. you know, you can lie to yourself and say, oh, it doesn't matter and all that kind of deal.
Sure.
But, you know, again, when I've spoken with women and even men who have been involved in a conversation that were, you know, aware of what's going on, the regret, the heartache that they feel shame, it's crushing.
And I think can't imagine.
It's so irresponsible for us not to stand up and say something about it. And it's not to say something to indict them. Look, nobody's perfect. And I'm a man of faith, and I believe in certain things, and I believe that God is the answer. So if you don't, that's okay. But this issue is so big that I believe the answer is going to be found in God, in a loving God, and that's where we need to go. And until we do, the heartache will continue. The mistakes will like anything, like any mistake you made, if you don't admit it, it mushrooms. And it just like a snowball, just gets bigger and bigger. And what started as a mistake in a minor little relationship over here in the left-hand corner, next thing you know, it's like a cancer. And it eats up your entire character. And it will impact your family. And it just goes on and on. And this is what's happening in our country today, is that we've ignored this cancer that has infected our society. And as Dr. Graham, you know, has said time and again, is that we need a national revival. But we won't get there until, you know, like Charles Finney said, until the body politic realizes that we are in need of a revival. But I look at it, and I know others look at what's happening in our country and say, how much worse does it have to get? You know, Shane, I mean, this is pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, you know, I when we were talking about it yesterday, both of us agreed, you know, like you said earlier, you can lie to yourself about this sort of thing, but you can't lie to God, you know, and that's what it's going to come down to with a lot of these people, I think.
Well, you know, you want the answer, that's where the answer is, and I say that with all due respect. I know some people don't want to believe that there is a God.
Sure.
And I'm sorry. But, you know, every day I wake up and I see the sun shining, I see the moon, the moon starting to wane, and you look at the wonderment and the miracle of the world in which we live in, and I don't know how you deny God. This is Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ronnie and Nancy, it was truly an American love story.
I can't imagine marriage being any other way but the way that Ronnie's and mine was.
Born Anne Frances Robbins in New York City, she lived and grew up in Chicago. As an adult, she headed west to Hollywood to become an actress. One of her last screen appearances was playing opposite her future husband. Soon after, they wed. Nancy was always gazing at him with that loving stare.
Congratulations, sir.
I don't remember thinking anything except that, my gosh, here he is, and he's president.
Nancy Reagan's signature was appearing in designer gowns. She battled breast cancer and survived. She also used her influence to launch an anti-drug program, which was reduced to a simple phrase, just say no.
I didn't mean that that was the whole answer, obviously, but it did serve a purpose.
After she and her husband left Washington, Ronald Reagan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
It's sad to see somebody you love and have been married for so long and you can't share memories.
Do you ever feel that fate treated you badly?
No, uh-uh. No, when you balance it all out, I've had a pretty fabulous life.
Well, the voice of one Nancy Reagan, who is being laid to rest today, her funeral is underway. She referred Shane, to the Presidential Library as the shining city on the hill, recounting a phrase that President Reagan often used about our country, that we are that light of encouragement and hope, not only domestically, but around the world as well.
Yep, definitely, and she'll definitely be missed. I mean, this is a woman who had a huge impact on our country. Just with the Just Say No campaign. I mean, that was, as a child of the 80s myself. I mean, that's pretty iconic. You know what I mean? And it just is a testament to how much of an effect she really had.
Well, it was part of your life. I mean, some people were critical of it, because they can be. I mean, it's the nature of politics.
Well,
we
sure
argue about everything. I remind people, I go, well, look at the very root of our country. We came out of a revolution. So we're gonna argue
good
these
point
things. That's
good
okay.
Good point, yeah.
But part of her legacy is that even something as just saying no, it gave something, the kids of your generation as well, just to hang on to, just to remember, if nothing else, to just say, hey, it's okay for me to say no. Because up to that point, it was like, okay, well, you know, nobody was stepping up and just saying, hey, look, this stuff's bad for you or whatever, or any kind of voice of responsibility. But let's give a rallying cry and some hope for kids to, you know, not be entrapped by the pull of the drug culture. And, you know, was it the most effective thing? No, but, but it was better than nothing.
Yeah. You know, looking back to just the fact that she was one of the early breast cancer survivors that you saw, you know, in the national spotlight, too. And I think that was another thing that, you know, it kind of brought that into the national spotlight. And, you know, I know she was big about, you know, women getting mammograms and that sort of thing. And it kind of brought that into people's, you know, knowing kind of because she went through it herself.
And the thing was amazing, as she went through this, you know, Shane, she recounted that, you know, she felt the weight and responsibility beyond herself, that, you know, what kind of example was she setting up for, you know, for other women? Did she make the right decision to have a full mastectomy and to be this open about it? So it wasn't necessarily a decision that she was necessarily, you know, clear and definitive about, you know, and, you know, but again, it speaks to her heart. And I know there's been some controversy about her because she was such a powerful force behind her husband. And I want to say she was a complimenting force. You know, this is the way, you know, people come together. When you have relationships, you would hope to have a partnership like the one that her and President Reagan had, where the talents and gifts that both of them had and were blessed with, that they found a marriage and a life experience to exercise those gifts and to complement one another. Clearly, they were better as a result of each other. And, you know, I just think it's just one of those, you know, precious parts of our history. It is an exceptional marriage and one that we can look back on with fondness. And I think that's why you have the response of the public at large being what it is, you know, that they're, you know, they're absolutely heartbroken for the loss. But by the same token, number one, they know that she's not suffering. And number two,
she knows that
she's back with her husband.
Yep.
And
yep.
For 9 years, you know, she's been apart from him, or 10 years now, right?
Right. Yeah. And you know, who knows? You know, how much she might have had a huge effect on the country in general, in Ronald's, you know, waning days in office. There, you know, we've all heard stories that he, you know, was starting to show signs at that time, and the fact that she was a very strong-willed, intelligent woman. I mean, you know, we'll never know for sure what all transpired there. But I mean, she very well could have had a lot of influence over things politically and even worldwide at that time. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, even before then, you hear, you know, even in California, as the First Lady of California.
Right.
I mean, she wasn't some wilting know, violet off in the corner someplace. I mean, she was there, and she was definitely protecting her husband. You know, she understood where his weaknesses began and ended, and his strengths, and it just so happened that her strengths complemented his weakness. And, you know, together they made a formidable team. You know, you talk about the Clintons, you know, getting two for one, you know, that sort of thing. I think certainly exampled in this case, you know, the country was blessed because they got two very talented people for the price of one, if you want to say.
For sure.
Yeah. So, you know, the funeral is today. She'll be laid in rest. The funeral is taking place even as we're talking right now. Laid in rest there on that shining, you know, the shining city on a hill in Simi Valley.
Yep.
You know, and it will close a chapter, but like some chapters, you know, that have such a powerful legacy, Shane, they will continue undoubtedly because of the impact that they had on our country. I mean, here it is. I mean, you know, we're in a political season, and I don't know another president that is quoted as often as one Ronald Reagan. Do you?
No, and there's, I think, good reason for that. You know, I mean, When I look back at my life growing up, you know, I don't remember another president that was seemingly as in charge and in command of the global political scene as Ronald Reagan was. And my favorite president of all time, and, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm probably biased because I grew up right then, but yeah, definitely.
Well, you look about, you know, Gorbachev, bring those walls down, and what he did. I mean,
yep.
Even from his first day in office, the guy's walking down Pennsylvania Avenue for his inauguration. And, you know, you and I were talking a little bit earlier with Iran and the way they're, you know, saber rattling again and the craziness that's coming out of, you know, that part of the world. But Ronald Reagan's walking up Pennsylvania Avenue for his inauguration, and they're releasing, our citizens. You know, the hostages that they held, you know, for all that time, because they knew the cowboy was coming to town and they better open the gates and set my peoples free.
That's right. That's right, man.
So, excuse me. This is, it's just been, needless to say, a heartfelt time, you know, that all of America is feeling right now as we lay the former first lady to rest. And
for all the years we've been married, it's been we, not you and I. It would be inconceivable to me to go my own way on something without her.
It was true. We didn't like to be apart. We just didn't like it. One country that we went to, I don't remember what country it was, but they put us in separate bedrooms. Well, Ronnie was just having a fit. I don't know if they ever moved us or what, but we didn't like to be apart.
In the arms of the angel,
I can't imagine marriage being any other way but the way that Ronnie's and mine was.
That's the worst part about this disease. There's nobody to exchange memories with.
I'd like to propose a toast to my fella.
Nancy, thank you for your love, and thank you for just being you.
Martinez Live.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.